The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 16, letter number 5868, Baruch Hashem, the 24th of Machesh, Vontavshim, Yudchez, Brooklyn, Shalom, Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter from Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, and the Rebbe quotes very many times the saying of our sages, the Maimer Hazal, that is known, Kol Shemetivin Loi. If a person experiences a kindness from Hashem, a goodness of Hashem, that means that this is going to be for Eirich Yomim V'Shonim Tovus, for a long life and good years, which means he's going to continue to experience goodness from Hashem. Apparently, because he gave the Rebbe a report of some good news, so the Rebbe says, Yirotzin, that you should continue to give good news in general. And the Rebbe says, including in this is also the idea of the papers being settled. I guess he was moving. He needed papers taken care of. So the Rebbe says that should continue generally good news. So maybe the good news was, maybe he came out from behind the Iron Curtain, maybe, I don't know exactly, but, or whatever happened, but still, the Rebbe says, especially the goodness should be to be able to settle all the papers necessary. Even though, the Rebbe says, it's understood, don't just rely Hashem is going to be good. You need to put an effort in the ways of nature, as it's written, "Ubeirachecha Hashem elokecha b'chol asher tasa." God will bless you in all that you do, which means when you do in the ways of nature, then Hashem gives you a flow of blessing even beyond the ways of nature. But you got to do what you got to do. Don't sit back and, you know, the manna came down from heaven. It's not going to just come down. You got to do. And when you work, Hashem gives you more than the ways of nature. Now, he writes to the Rebbe that there was the tradition by married women for them, I guess it doesn't say exactly the words here, but it seems like the women would cut their hair or shave their hair. Married women would cut the hair. And he's asking the Rebbe, what's the right thing to do? You know, religious women, they cover the hair. Some with a wig, some cover, with a tichel, a hat, some of that. But this is asking specifically the Rebbe about cutting the hair. So the Rebbe says there is various different ways, there's various different traditions amongst the religious themselves. And the Rebbe says, he quotes a saying of our sages that, you know, their tarvayu tzadiki gemurei ninu. The Talmud says, it says in the verse, it says one is considered an Oved Hashem, one is considered, it says, a servant of God, one is considered a tzaddik. What's the difference? And the Gemara says they're both righteous tzaddikim. So the Rebbe says doing it one way or the other doesn't make anybody less religious than the other one. But the Rebbe is saying that doesn't mean any tradition. That means the intent is those traditions whose ultimate goal is more fear of heaven. So, and therefore, the Rebbe says, in your case, you need to find out which is the best way, and as fitting to that, to conduct themselves. The Rebbe doesn't spell out what Rebbe says, as long as the tradition is to add fear of heaven. It doesn't come from a point of being lenient, but it comes that brings fear of heaven. Sometimes a situation is that if you require, for example, totally cutting the hair, some women won't do it at all. So they're not going to cover their hair because they don't want to do that. So again, I don't know exactly, but the Rebbe says, as long as a tradition which is based to bring more fear of heaven, the Rebbe says that's what you should follow. And the Rebbe says, therefore, in your case, find out what is the more religious, more Yerushalayim, and go by that level. And the Rebbe says, the Rebbe says that fitting, I mean, it's also possible, it seems maybe that this person was getting married and he wanted to know how his wife should conduct herself, because it looks like that, because the Rebbe says, he brings down the words of our sages that said, that Zochu Shechina Shri B'neim, if you have a successful marriage, if you have a merit, then you get the divine to be amongst you. So, if you have the divine amongst you, that means that your house should be growing on based on the foundation of Torah and the inner part of Torah, which is Chassidus and its directive. And the Rebbe says, and it's obvious, so the Rebbe blesses them that the divine should be amongst them through building their home on the foundations of Torah and the inner of Torah, which is Chassidus and its directives. And it's obvious that any influence in their environment, in such to this extent, of each one of them adds the blessing of the blessed Hashem and his success and whatever they need in this matter itself. It's in the marriage, in this matter itself, because the measure of HaKadosh Baruch is measure for measure. So if you influence people, I guess maybe with covering their hair or things like that, so the Eibishter pays back measure for measure, but many times as such. And Rebbe blesses for good news in all of the above. So the Rebbe first quotes and tells him that since Hashem has been kind to him, he should continue to be kind to him so that all the papers will settle in the proper way. But the Rebbe says, don't just leave it to Hashem. You got to do something too. So do your efforts. And as far as how to deal with the women's hair, cutting it, the Rebbe says, as long as it's Yerushalayim, do it what is best for you, because it's all proper as long as it's according to Halacha, quote Yerushalayim, that leads to Yerushalayim. And the Rebbe says, based on a marriage which has the divine presence in there, so your house should grow on the foundation of Torah, Mitzvahs, and Chassidus, which also when you influence others, this brings the blessings of Hashem to you yourself in your own marriage. And the Rebbe blesses them for good news in all of the above.